All right, we're very pleased to welcome back to the show from Cottages Confidential, Mr. Russ Goldman. How are you, Russ?
How are you guys doing today?
We are very not nice. Doing badly at all. By the way, I got a chance to meet Matt Tomaszewicz last night.
Oh, really?
From the Shin Guardian. Yes, very. We'll talk about what happened at the Home Depot Center in a minute. Russ, let's get to this because I'm feeling a little concerned about about your Fulham, because fair enough, I'm watching a bit of the Chelsea Ajax game.
Can I just say real quick, did Casey see a big vuvuzela last night?
We're going to get to that. We are going to get to that. I promise you. We are going to get to that. Casey was in fine form last night.
The skin flute.
But I'm watching a bit of the Chelsea Ajax game right now. Obviously, Martin Jol is managing Ajax. Do you get the feeling that he used Fulham?
You know, that's a tough question. I would say part of me does think so. I don't think he really wanted to come to Fulham. In my opinion, he wanted to come back to the Premier League. So I do think, in a way, he got what he wanted. He's going to get his transfer fund. So in a way, I guess you could say he did use my team.
But wait a minute. I mean, you think he wanted to come back to the Premier League, but not Fulham?
I'm just thinking that Yol wanted to come back and Fulham was the opportunity, but I just didn't get the feel that he was crazy about coming to Fulham. I just didn't. I've seen the interviews. I've read some comments. It just didn't seem like he was as crazy to come to Fulham as, say, Roy Hodgson was going to Liverpool.
Well, I mean, I think when you're
at such a prestigious club as Ajax, such a storied club, I think they can, and you're Dutch, and you've done well with them, you're in the Champions League.
I think they just held him to his contract.
I think they held him to his contract, and I think you get attached, not umbilically, but I think you get attached to a club like Ajax, especially if you're from that country. I mean, they're such a big club. Yes, they've got debt. But if they promised him they can hold on to some of those players, Van der Veel, Lodero, even Suarez, there's a lot of good players there right now. No reason why he shouldn't stay there. Fulham, for me, would have been a strange appointment for Martin Jol. Yes, it would have been good for Fulham. Would it have been good for Martin Jol? That's the question.
So with that in mind, then, so the manager's spot is still vacant. Who are you hearing are the likely candidates? And where does Bob Bradley sit on that list, if at all?
Number one candidate right now, still Eriksen.
You know what? I actually been trying to find out if Bob Bradley is still involved. I sent an email to someone that could have some information on that, but I've heard nothing back involving Bob Bradley. In regards to other candidates, I think I mentioned to you, Stephen, that David Jones' name still keeps popping up with Cardiff, and then of course Sven's name keeps coming up.
That's a problem.
Okay, Davy Jones, definitely up and coming, understands the fight of the championship, understands that. And Davy Jones, not bad, actually. Sven-Göran Eriksson, obviously heavily experienced in the old days. Who would you rather have?
Honestly, I would rather go with someone new. I'd rather go with a David Jones because I think there might be more upside going with someone like that might have something to prove on a larger scale, like you said, in the championship. Moving up, you know, it would be good to see some newer names come into the Premier League. I wouldn't be against someone like that coming.
Mm. Anybody else on the radar or on the message boards or the Fulham fans are talking about? Is there any other, like an English manager we were saying yesterday, Kerbishley, Pardew, these type of guys? I even think Terry Venables at some point will get mentioned. Who knows if he'll go, but he's always looking for something or a brand new gold chain. Any English managers you'd like?
No, Kenny, I'm not hearing any English managers being mentioned. The only other name that I've heard again was, I hope I'm saying this correctly, Otmar Hitzfeld.
The manager of Switzerland
coach. That's the only other name that came up yesterday.
I think that would be a good signing.
Yeah, I don't think Hitzfeld's gone down the.
Well, I don't think he wants to go down to club football again. I think he's intentionally. He left Bayern Munich, right? So he left Bayern Munich
to club football, but he has to go to a big club. Fulham's not a big
club.
Well,
no, that. I mean, I think that he went to Switzerland because I think he's at that point in his career where he wants to be. He wants the leisurely activities, if you like, of a national team. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. All right, so continuing on about Fulham then, let's talk about some of the players that may or may not be affected by the uncertainty of the managerial position. What are you hearing about ins or outs?
I'm hearing a good amount of chatter about Mark Schwarzer, with interest from Arsenal. In fact, I saw a story today in the Sun predicting that something could happen within a week. I've also heard about him possibly becoming a player coach with Arsenal. That's the one name that's been popping up. I've also heard, and I believe you, Kenny, were mentioning about Paul Konchesky's name coming up as well with Liverpool, of all places.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That would be a strange one. And he's kind of reinvented himself over the last couple of years. I was serious about 2 years in this, 2 years ago on the show when I said I thought he'd retired years ago. Yeah. But he's kind of reinvented himself. He's got a fantastic left foot, Konchesky. I'd be surprised if Fulham let him go. But if Dempsey went, if Danny Murphy doesn't continue this great run he's on, Damien Duff reinvented himself, Zoltan Guerra, Bobby Zamora, there's a few guys
Brad
there.
England.
Yeah, but your squad's not deep. You've got a couple of bad injuries somewhere there, and you've not got guys to replace them through a deep season. I mean, who was it that said Fulham would go down? Who was that guest we had?
Was it Mark Ogden? Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I don't know that they'll go down, but I think it could be a troubled year for Fulham if they don't make the right appointment as a manager.
So let's just go back to the manager. Who do you think's going to get the position?
I think it's going to be Sven.
I do too.
That's my gut feeling. I'm not.
But it's bizarre because
I'm not sold one way or another. But that's my feeling.
That's me too. Yeah.
I know the club is comfortable with him, has a relationship with him in the past. I'm talking about Alistair McIntosh has had a relationship with him, so it kind of makes sense. And I would just have to see if that's the route they go.
Why does it make sense for Sven? Forget Sven. Let's talk about Fulham because he came out last week saying that he was interested in staying on with the Ivory Coast if they wanted to have him. He's just like begging for it.
He says that. God, it's annoying. If his lips are moving, he's talking about joining a club or a country. You've got to look at what Sven offers. I mean, he is very experienced in football. He understands English football. Not that they might get back into Europe, but it would be nice. But Sven's not a bad manager, but it's just with Sven, you always seem to feel that there's going to be baggage attached to the appointment. That, you know what I mean? There's always going to be something with Sven. And I always feel that with Sven, he's just in it for the money, and as soon as another job comes up, he's for the off.
Right.
So you want commitment. Fulham need somebody that's committed.
I agree.
And Dave Jones would be a guy that would say, you know what, a 3-year contract, hopefully you'll renew that.
He'll be all over it. I suppose the question for you, Russ, is this. Do you Fulham fans, are you beginning to maybe consider the fact that the Europa League final last year was as good as it gets?
You know, I am getting that kind of feeling that many fans are just, you know, again, we talked about when it all went down, proud of what happened in the Europa League. And, you know, everyone wants it to continue, wants it to move on. And I think that's why this managerial situation is so hard, because it could go either way. As Kenny said, it could go in the direction of, I hate to even say, relegation. That's why this appointment is so important. Because, you know, if Martin Jol came, then I really had a feeling they were going to be going forward and maybe back towards the Europa League spot.
Yeah.
There's so much uncertainty right now. They have to make the right decision for Fulham. I'm not sure who that man is. If you're asking me who I want, I'm with you. I want Bob Dempsey. But
Bob Bradley.
I don't know if that's the direction.
Bob Bradley. Bob Bradley. Bob Dempsey is Clint's dad. Uh-huh. Sven, England, I mean, he had quite a high success rate. I mean, whatever people say about his England reign, he was in that low 60% win ratio over, I don't know, 60, 70 games, which is good as an international manager. At Manchester City, he was in around 50%, I believe. Mexico, somewhere the same, but he didn't really have that, a dozen games or something. So he is a guy, and at Benfica, Roma, Fiorentina, he had a good success rate there. Maybe not so much at Fiorentina, but certainly at Roma and Benfica. I mean, this is an experienced football manager. He's a big name, and maybe he can get the best out of your players. My worry for Fulham right now, would be that they don't have the depth right now. They're relying on too many people that stepped up last year who clearly in the Europa League final had no legs left at all for the season.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you, but by the time that game, they were
done.
I mean, there's no question about it. They were spent, and the problem that the club is under right now is because there is no manager, there are no players coming in, and they actually need to add a few pieces. They did bring in, I heard you guys talk about Senderos, they did bring him in.
Yep.
That's going to help, but there's another player out there that they've been rumored to be interested in Steve Sidwell, that's kind of up in the air. And I'm sure that there would be other players that would be interested, but no one's going to come to the club right now until this thing is taken care of.
Yeah, and I don't know how many players. Do you know? I mean, this is maybe catching you off guard a little bit. But do you know how many players are currently out of contract or potentially thinking about re-signing? Would that put them off? Do you know of anybody? Or what about Damien Duff? Are these guys on like a one-year rolling contract or something?
Yeah, the players that I the ones off the top of my head. The one player off the top of my head that I know is on a one year left is Schwarzer, and I believe Konchesky is as well.
Mm.
Well, that might be why you are hearing their names come up a great deal.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Russ, we will follow this and monitor it carefully
really carefully.
As we get to the we will. Yeah, I mean there's not a great deal going on, but this is one of the sagas of the summer.
Summer saga.
Absolutely. Hey, Russ Goldman, thank you very much from Cottagers Confidential. We'll speak to you soon.
Hey, great.
Cheers. All right, take care, mate. Take care, guys.